I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1464. I wonder how they did it. It's easy to assume that the way we do it in our age is the way it's supposed to be done, or maybe even the way it's always been done. Of course, we don't have to give much serious consideration to history to know that ain't so, Joe. But have you ever wondered how the early church worshiped when they got together on Sundays? This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Well, every generation has asked that question, every generation of serious Christians, but it doesn't always look the same when they gather together. Right around the year 100 AD, a guy named Justin comes on the scene. He was raised by pagan parents, but he was a sincere seeker of the truth. After a Stoic teacher who wanted nothing to do with God entered his life and left, Justin's heart was still hungry for the truth. He met an old man, a believer in Jesus, and Justin came to faith. He became a philosopher and moved to Rome. He founded a Christian school, and he wrote two apologies, one to Emperor Antoninus Pius in 155 AD, to explain to him the Christian faith, and the second to Emperor Marcus Aurelius, trying to show that the Christian faith alone is truly rational. Now, for all of his troubles, he was beheaded. And as he was dying, he said, "If we're punished for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we hope to be saved." Thus, he got the nickname Justin Martyr. But today, I want you to hear his description of what church was like in the first and early second centuries. This is what he wrote about it. "On the day called Sunday, there is a gathering together in the same place of all who live in a given city or a rural district. The memoirs of the apostles or the writings of the prophets are read as long as time permits. Then, when the reader ceases, the president, in a discourse, admonishes and urges the imitation of these good things. Next, we all rise together and send up prayers. Then we cease from our prayers. Bread is presented and wine and water. The president, in the same manner, sends up prayers and thanksgiving according to his ability. And the people sing out their assent, saying the Amen. A distribution and participation of the elements for which thanks have been given is made to each person, and to those who are not present, they are sent by the deacons. Those who have means are willing, according to their own choice, to give what he wills, and what is collected is deposited with the president. He provides for the orphans and the widows, for those in need on account of sickness or some other cause, those who are in bonds, strangers who are sojourning, and a word, he becomes a protector of all who are in need." Wow, there's a lot of similarities there. Do you see it? They got together and they read scripture for as long as time permitted. They got together and someone gave a sermon. They admonished them to do these things. They sent up prayers together. They took communion and they took an offering for those in need. How awesome is that? Here's the great question. What surprises you the most about that description of early Christian worship? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the lives and examples of faithful believers like Justin Martyr. We are inspired by their devotion. And now, Lord, may all who come behind us find us faithful too. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1465. In the meantime, you know, Justin's story is our story. It's a story of the power of God to overcome the world, to overcome a non-believing family background in his case, to overcome a pagan society, and to be faithful unto Jesus no matter what, even unto death. It's a story that shows many similarities to our worship today, but with some differences as well. Yet it's all centered around Jesus. So now you know at least part of the answer to the ponderings, I wonder how they did it.